Locals of all ages and abilities braved the rain this weekend in Haines for adaptive ski lessons by instructors from Eagle Crest Ski Area in Juneau. The Learn to Adapt program includes sit skiing and assisted instruction for people with physical or cognitive disabilities, seniors, and kids. Doris Peck is 86 and has never been skiing, but she says it's never too late to try something new.
Well, I've been told there's nothing to fear about it.
She gets towed by snow machine to the top of a gentle slope at the parade grounds in Haines. She says she's nervous about tipping over in the modified sit ski, but instructors assure her it's secure.
You're not going anywhere.
But you're not going to turn me over.
Nobody's turning you over.
No, that's not part of my job description. My job description is to drive slow.
Very slow.
And if you want me to stop, just say stop and I'll stop.
Lindsay Halveck is the Outdoor Recreation and Community Access Program Director in Juneau. She was one of a handful of instructors on hand for the day. Halvik says adaptive skiing offers those with impairments a sense of freedom.
Sometimes, and especially in the wintertime, it's hard to get out of your house and really feel like you're living an independent life and get to have some fun and get the recreation pieces that everyone else is getting to enjoy all winter long. So it makes a huge difference.
The program has been going on in Juneau for 7 years. Last year's event in Haines was canceled due to a lack of snow, but this year there was just enough snow and slush to make the ride down the hill enjoyable.
We have Nordic sit skis, downhill sit skis, as well as some walkers that can help people kind of maneuver the snow. We also have stand-up outriggers, which can help with some balance, or if you have an amputation, that sort of thing. We also just have a lot of kind of adaptive teaching techniques and knowledge.
Halveck says adaptive skiing is for anyone, not just those with physical disabilities.
It could be somebody with a mental illness, it could be somebody with traumatic brain injury, or maybe a developmental disability, or even just an injury. Say, you know, you like have a really bad knee and you need some adaptation to really ski, we can make it happen.
Haines' Bill Annis, better known around here as Radio Man Bill, has never been on skis before Saturday, as far as he remembers. He sat in the adaptive sit ski apparatus. A childhood accident left him with limited function on his left side, but he works to maintain his independence. After a couple times down the slope, Annis tries an outrigger along with the sit ski. Here's Halvik explaining the setup.
Yep, you got a little ski on the bottom of the crutch, and so that way you can kind of slide it on the snow, and you know how you were putting your arms out to one side to turn?
Uh-huh.
This you can glide on the snow out one side and it'll guide your turn and helps.
Okay.
A little stability. They're not for leaning on because they do slide.
After getting hooked to the snow machine for a tow up the hill, Annis was off for another try.
You ready to go up?
Yeah, let's do it.
The outrigger helped him turn better, he says, all smiles when he gets to the bottom.
It's easy as a rider per se. I don't know how it would feel coming down on fresh snow with a pair of skis.
Amazing.
Meanwhile, across the grounds, Eagle Crest Ski School coordinator Thomas Hall was giving a lesson to Roger Clay on how to maneuver in downhill skis. He took to it with gusto and got a couple of spills out of the way early on.
No one in the history of skiing has ever skied without falling. It's just part of it. But it's soft snow, usually, if you fall down. You just own it. You owned it, you earned it, wear with pride.
Yep.
Okay, because
Hall says adaptive ski lessons are offered at Eagle Crest every weekend. Meanwhile, 86-year-old Peck didn't tip over, not even close, as she finished the run with a big grin.
Did it! You can check that off a bucket list.
After conquering the slope, Peck says it wasn't so scary, but she was decisive when her instructors asked her if she wanted to go again.
One more?
No.
Over the course of the day, the rain came and went, as did about a dozen participants. And everyone finished happy. Instructor Hall says that's what they live for. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.